A startup company wants to light up the night with 50,000 big mirrors orbiting Earth. They would bounce sunlight to the night side of the planet, powering solar farms after sunset, providing lighting for rescue workers, and illuminating city streets, among other things. Scientists have questions about that. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. But the company, Reflect Orbital of Hawthorne, California, could soon receive permission to launch its first prototype satellite, carrying a mirror 60 feet wide. The company has applied to the Federal Communications Commission, which issues the licenses needed to deploy satellites. If the FCC approves, the test satellite could get a ride into orbit as soon as this summer. The public comment period on the application closes Monday. We're trying to build something that could replace fossil fuels and really power everything, said Ben Nowak, Reflect Orbital's chief executive. The company has raised more than $28 million from investors. It's not the first time someone has thought of doing this. Back in 1977, a German-born rocket engineer, Kraft A. Ehrich, proposed space mirrors to prevent crop freezes and to illuminate disaster-struck areas. And in 1993, a Russian satellite carrying a mirror about 80 feet across briefly reflected a narrow beam of sunlight across the planet, an experiment to extend daylight hours in Arctic Siberia. The idea is controversial. We just don't have a regulatory process for these types of novel space activities yet, said Ruhi Dalal, an astronomer and director of public policy at the American Astronomical Society. Opponents say the mirrors could distract airplane pilots, mess up astronomical observations, and interfere with circadian rhythms, the light and dark cycles that guide when people and animals wake, sleep, bloom, and migrate. If animals get confused by extra light, they might migrate at the wrong time, when food is scarce, said Martha Hotz-Vitter-Turner, a neurobiology professor at Northwestern University and co-director of the Center for Sleep and Circadian Biology. Hibernating insects and migrating birds might also become confused. Light at the wrong times of day could even lead to flowers blooming when pollinators are inactive. The implications for wildlife, for all life, are enormous, she said. The FCC, however, does not consider those concerns. It mainly checks that a spacecraft's radio communications do not interfere with others, and that it can be safely disposed of at the end of its life. The agency's stance is that activities in space, by definition, not on Earth, are not subject to environmental review. Reflect Orbital's first prototype, roughly the size of a dorm fridge, is almost complete. Once in orbit about 400 miles up, the test satellite would unfurl a square mirror nearly 60 feet wide. It would bounce sunlight to illuminate a circular patch about 3 miles wide on Earth. From the ground, it would look like a dot in the sky, as bright as a full moon. Two more prototypes could follow within a year. By the end of 2028, Reflect Orbital hopes to launch 1,000 larger satellites, and 5,000 by 2030. The largest mirrors are planned to be nearly 180 feet wide, reflecting as much light as 100 full moons. The company's goal is to deploy the full constellation of 50,000 satellites by 2035. How much does it cost to order sunlight at night? Ben Nowak said the company would charge about $5,000 an hour for the light of one mirror, if a customer signed an annual contract for 1,000 hours or more. One-time events and emergency lighting would cost more. For solar farms, he envisions splitting revenue from the extra electricity generated. Nowak argues that Reflect Orbital's satellites could reduce fossil fuel use and slow climate change. One of solar power's biggest weaknesses is that electricity generation stops when the sun goes down. Astronomers are alarmed. The night sky is already crisscrossed by thousands of satellites, including nearly 10,000 Starlink satellites from SpaceX, which leave bright streaks across telescope images. Some companies, including SpaceX, have tried to make their satellites less reflective to reduce light pollution. Critics say even one Reflect Orbital satellite is troubling, because its purpose is to be as bright as possible. Michael Brown, an astronomer at Monash University in Australia, calculated that sunlight from one satellite would spread over about 18 square miles. The number of photons hitting a solar panel would be only 1/140,000th of what it receives at midday. Even with 180-foot-wide mirrors, more than 3,000 satellites would be needed to produce just 20% of the midday sun at a single site. With 87,000 satellites, the company could provide at best 20% of midday light to only 27 sites. Brown concluded that a network of mirror satellites is not an efficient way to boost energy production. I think his idea keeps coming up because it has a certain simplicity and elegance, Dr. Brown said, but when you start crunching the numbers, and the numbers are pretty easy to crunch, you find there's a lot of serious issues with it. Gaspar Barcos, an astronomer at Princeton University, questioned the claim that the reflected light would be visible only in the target area. Light scatters in the atmosphere, and the glow could brighten the night sky for miles around, just as small towns light up the horizon. Nowak said the company had studied scattering in simulations, and the effects were not as bad as critics suggested. The test satellite will try to prove that. We plan to show exactly what's happening with real measurements in the real world from our actual satellite. He said that's going to help a ton. You can't fake that. So, do space mirrors have a role in helping humanity see in the dark? Barcos is enthusiastic, but for the moon. With NASA and other space agencies planning lunar outposts, reflected sunlight could provide energy and brighten the two-week-long lunar nights. And the moon has no atmosphere, eliminating scattering issues. This thing is basically designed for the moon, Barcos said. They found the wrong celestial body.